Okay, well, thank you so much for your help, and we'll see y'all this afternoon.
Yes. Thank you, Claire. We'll see you when you come by.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
308-8867.
We, it was the generic we. We'll all see her. Somebody,
no, you led her to believe her. That you were going to be here.
Claire, I'm not going to be here unless you get here before 2:30.
Okay, that's bad.
But there'll be somebody here.
Jerry's literal.
Who can help you. Yeah, Jerry.
Yeah, that's what he meant to lead her to believe.
So I want to hear the Spider-Man story because I want to tell folks.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, tell us about your Spider-Man pest control story.
Did these people want
to talk? Yeah, we're going to take a break after this.
Oh.
So tell us about your Spider-Man story.
You don't want to take these people?
No, we're going to tell you about your Spider-Man story.
Okay. This is a continuing saga.
It's a saga?
It's a saga.
Wow.
Oh, no. You know, Jerry's long-winded on short stories.
We had the rats.
Right.
We had the rats. Got rid of the rats. I don't know how. I think they just got tired of our poor living conditions. And mainly we sealed up the house real well.
Apparently they've become more affluent and have decided to move up.
Then we hear something big in the attic.
Yeah?
In the attic, running around on the beams and having a good time up there. Which, I'm willing to coexist with anything, you know.
Sure. You grew up in Tennessee.
Let them enjoy the air conditioning and everything else. But the problem is they're not house trained.
Oh.
So they there's an old Tennessee saying, you don't defecate where you sleep, you know,
okay.
Or where you live.
Eat,
or
whatever. Something.
But these coons do not follow that recommendation.
No?
They must not be Tennessee coons. You know, anyway. So finally, my wife said, we need to call Spider-Man. Well, she called Spider-Man last week.
Last week when he was on the air.
And I told her, well, maybe they'll move out, you know, in about a couple of days. See, that was, we had to call him Wednesday after the 4th. And so I said, well, I'm not going to pay somebody to come over here and get these out. Old Jerry will go up there first to see if he can see where they are. If I found where they are, I'll take care of business.
Uh-huh.
The old way.
All right.
And so I open the attic and go up there and look. And my wife said, well, you know, we got a little squirrel trap or one of those small Navajo traps. She said, maybe our trap would catch it. You know, they'd get them in that trap. I said, okay. So I go up there and look, and there's a big buck coon up there. I mean, he looked like a bear because I'm looking up in the
in the dark, and sticking your head over the edge.
You see his back. See him in the. See the lights coming through the kind of the bottom of the roof.
Uh huh.
And he rears up. He looked like Godzilla back in there. You know, I said, "Jeez!" And there's a female in there too.
Oh,
so
man, you got
two
family.
And they're together. They're happy.
Oh.
And so I said, "Oh my God!" So I go down to the stairs. And get my rifle and pistol, see, in case I miss him.
Yeah.
And he charges.
Yeah, you have to defend yourself.
Pistol. .22 Magnum pistol.
Uh-huh.
And,
not sure where Warren comes into this.
This is a saga.
I mean,
we may have to continue this tomorrow.
Yeah. And so then I go back up there, waiting for him to rise again, you know. And I'm making all my squirrel calls. A lot of times you go... They'd look up and see what.
Oh, okay.
And you take them. Okay. So I'm sitting up there thinking now. I don't shoot a rifle real often. And I know I can hit him because he's only about 25 feet away. But I said, if I wound that damn thing, you know, or if he's big enough to get away after I hit him.
That'd
be terrible.
And he goes off and dies in that attic. I'm going to have at least 6 to 8 months of grief. Or either sleeping with a clothespin on my nose.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I weighed all, and also, it might ricochet. Now, my wife's down taking a shower.
Hmm.
And would anybody believe this story I accidentally hit my wife 5 times out of 6 while she was in the shower?
No.
While I tried to shoot a coon.
No, there was proof.
Yeah, that's the way it was. And so I decided we better call one.
All right.
And so they bring they followed up on the good idea I didn't shoot him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because they can linger off and get under the insulation.
Well, they're harder than heck to kill with the .22.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And I was using a hollow point long rifle, but
And you are a good shot.
Did they get rid of them?
Well, you don't shoot every day. You could have got, like, instead of deer fever, I could have gotten coon fever.
Especially
when you're in the attic.
Now, does this story have a happy ending?
Well, not yet. So Warren sends his coon specialist.
Wow.
He's got a man that specializes in
raccoons.
Coons.
Okay.
And so he brings two big traps. Now, luckily, I'm not there. So he and my wife put peanut butter and cracker on one trap. When that's the one we put in the attic. And he tells us to put, they really love cat food.
Uh-huh.
And so we put one outside, where we see they're coming in and going outside with the cat food on the throw trap. They're big traps. Big traps. But we have to put it out there late in the evening close it early in the morning, or you will actually catch cats.
Oh.
And my wife's dog that she loves more than our family, schnauzer.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
That schnauzer, and that dog schnauzer was barking, knowing that coon was up there. And so I said, Carolyn, we could put him in that attic, let schnauzer run. That coon would have eaten that schnauzer.
No, it's not.
In about three bites. But anyway, so we've got the traps now. We're going to set them every night.
All right.
And when I catch him, we're going to bring him up here to the show. Catch them both.
I thought Warren would come get them.
Well, and I asked the coon man that. I said, do you want me? I'll take care of business if I catch them. He said, oh, well, you call us and we'll come out and take them somewhere and release them.
Yeah.
On somebody else. I said, no. I said, we need to take care of business. He would not hear of it. He would not.
Oh, really?
He would not hear of me exterminating the varmints.
Well, if you got raccoons or rats, we'll have to hear.
He's actually got a raccoon
specialist. Yeah, and he's got the one thing he was telling me, and we'll give you this phone number, and then take a quick break. Is that right now the fire ants are getting up there, and they've got a once a year treatment. Kind of like they do for termites with the fire ants.
Then I'll go get on my coons, the fire ants?
No, I think it's okay.
I run the meat, man.
He said everybody likes. So listen, if you've got pest problems from raccoons to roaches, Warren can help you. It's Spider-Man Pest Control, in business for over 30 years. 656-3721. 656-3721. Give Warren a call today and get on that appointment list. Get rid of those pests. He can do it in a variety of different ways, and the one way he's going to do it is to your satisfaction. 656-3721. Whoops.
And we may put out that if somebody wants these coons...
There you go.
It's a family now. You understand? There's a family. I think the female has already been bred, so she's about ready to deliver. And I hope we get her before she delivers in the attic.
I hope so, too.
And we're going to have a lot of little... But these are open for adoption.
Okay. We got to take a break, so guys, if you're on the line, hang on a couple more seconds. We're going to get right back to you, but we are up against a tight break.
That's what they
say. We got more coming up on Milberger's Gardening, South Texas, on AM 930 KLUP.